You may already know about Amy Cuddy. You may be standing in a superwoman pose as we speak. Try it. Hands on hips, shoulders back, chin high.
For 2 minutes, try doing this in the elevator, in a bathroom stall, at your desk behind closed doors. That's what you want to do. Configure your brain to cope the best in that situation.
That's from Amy's hit 2012 TED Talk. It's been viewed over 30 million times. She's the Harvard Business School professor who wondered, do open postures like Superwoman or Starfish, arms thrown up like a home run hitter, make us feel better? Her new book details research, her own and others, that says yes. For instance, women and men holding high power poses saw a marked increase in testosterone, the power hormone, and a big decrease in the stress hormone cortisol. People in slouchy low power poses, well, they had the opposite results. Amy Cuddy's research has helped people face scary job interviews and serious health challenges like the one she once had. Her book is called Presence, Bringing Your Boldest Self to Your Biggest Challenges, and Amy Cuddy joins us in the studio. I, in your honor, will do my starfish.
Thank you. I love it. I'm going to do it too.
Okay, we both have
our
arms up.
We're doing it together. Arms up in the air.
Ridiculous.
We just won a race.
But you, okay, we have our arms in the air. If we were standing, we'd have our legs, you know, like a starfish. You say you had a woman come up to you and her whole family does this now pre-events. They starfish up. Why?
It's really not new science. We've known for many decades that our bodies shape our minds. So what we do with our bodies shapes how our minds feel, how we feel about ourselves, how we see the world, how we see other people. And so one of the universal emotions is pride and power. And it's expressed through that the starfish, you know, the arms in the air, the victory pose, lifting the chin, smiling. That's what people do when they win a race. So we wondered, is it possible if that's what you do instinctively when you win and you feel proud and powerful, can you do that and trick yourself into feeling that you've already won?
Right. This is not to be confused, as you point out, with intimidating power, that, you know, people might do things with their body to intimidate others. This is not about affecting someone else. It's about affecting yourself.
That's exactly right. And, you know, power is a prickly word, and a lot of people don't like it. I would say that the problem is more with powerlessness, and it's with personal powerlessness. I think many, many of us are walking around feeling that we don't have the power to bring our best selves forward.
You know, we've heard a lot about body language and presenting ourselves, especially women. I'm referring, of course, to Lean In and Sheryl Sandberg, and she talks about when you're in an interview, you know, separate your legs, lean forward on your knees, lean in. You seem to be on to something a little bit different.
My argument is that people should be using these really expansive poses, like the starfish or like Wonder Woman, or sitting with your feet up on the desk.
With your arms behind your head.
Right, exactly. The CEO pose or the presidential pose before they walk into stressful situations, because you're optimizing your brain to perform well in those very stressful moments. If you walked into one of those moments and threw your arms up in the air, imagine what kind of response you'd get. People would think you're crazy. You'd be escorted out of the building.
Or tried to puff out your chest like animals do, you know, to try to throw off some signal. I mean, nobody would want to hire that.
Nobody wants that, right? Who wants to interact with somebody who thinks he's the alpha? Mm-hmm. So what I recommend when people walk into these situations is that they use open, square posture. They show that they're engaged and interested. So maybe they do lean forward, but not in a dominant alpha way, in a way that says, I'm comfortable here and I'm interested in you.
Let's get back to Superwoman and Starfish.
Yes.
And your own story of how you came to see this idea of opening your posture to make yourself feel better, as opposed to closing it. And we all can picture that. You're curled over, maybe your arms around your knees. You actually talk about how you lived that way for quite a while after a terrible car accident.
Yeah, I did. So in my sophomore year of college, I was in a really bad car accident. I was thrown out of the car and woke up in a head injury rehab ward and was withdrawn, you know, had been withdrawn from college. And I was told that my IQ had dropped 30 points. And I was told that I would be high functioning, but I should probably think of something else to do with my life, that I was not likely to finish college.
You talk about when you got back in the car for years after that, you would literally curl into a fetal position.
Yeah. I would pull my knees up and wrap my arms around my knees because I was a passenger when I was in the accident. And so I didn't feel that I had any control when somebody else was driving. I just collapsed. I wanted to make myself tiny and invisible. And it reminded me of what animals do when they're scared. And looking back, I wonder now if I had forced myself to spread out in those situations, could I have channeled this feeling of power and maybe recovered more quickly?
Well, and talk about this posture as literally healing the body. What are you saying about that? And what is the research saying? When you talk about people with post-traumatic stress, I can hear somebody who's in terrible pain or in terrible fear saying, no one can tell me that throwing my arms up is going to change that.
Well, I mean, and just to be clear, the post-traumatic stress work is not my research, but research that I do review in the book. People have worked with veterans, combat veterans, women who've been abused. There are a couple of theories about this, but one is that a lot of people with post-traumatic stress feel that their bodies have betrayed them, right? They've lost their sense of physical power as well as psychological power. They really are feeling the most powerless and fearful. So their body wants to make itself tiny. If you force it to expand, it's telling your mind that you have this power that you thought you had lost. Mm. There's a lot of physiology to this. I mean, there are effects on hormones, but there are also effects on the vagus nerve and the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. All of these things are telling the brain, basically the body is always having a conversation with the mind. And you want the body to tell the mind, I'm confident and I'm safe. I'm okay. I'm in control.
There's so much in here. One thing you point out, I always wondered, why is it that gymnasts walk out to the mat in the Olympics and strike a starfish pose before they start? Well, it's obviously going to make them feel better. But I want to just touch on an observation you and others make about how people might feel, I'm doing just fine. This doesn't apply to me. But our workplaces might be forcing us into the postures that take away from our power by working at computers and working with mouses on the computer.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about that, how much time we spend in a slouched position because, you know, although I think people know my work for the power poses, they think of things like Wonder Woman. Honestly, what I'm more concerned about is how much time we spend slouched over in these powerless poses. So I'm really encouraging people to just sit up straight. But there's tons of research showing that sitting in these slumped, slouched postures is related to depression. So people who have clinical depression are much more likely to have their shoulders forward, their chest sunken in, their chins down. But look at how we replicate that same posture when we're hovering over our phones.
Right. You can look around a waiting room in a train station, let's say. Everybody's got legs crossed, slumped over, looking at their iPhone. That is physically, what, depressing us?
It certainly seems that way. Again, lots of research showing that that posture makes people feel more depressed. It actually causes them to remember more negative things from their past than sitting in an upright posture. Yeah. So just a couple of minutes, and it will change how happy you feel, how confident you feel, how assertive you feel.
So just give us a few tips. I mean, everyone can now throw up their arms and be a starfish, but what can you do at work if work is forcing you into an unhealthy pose?
If you're going to carry your phone around all the time, set a reminder every hour to check your posture, right? So I'm not going to pry it out of people's hands, but maybe you could use it as your friend. Put pictures on the wall.
Put things up high.
That cause you to look up high. Walk around more. Have walking meetings. The problem is that we stop paying attention to our body language when we're sitting alone or when we don't feel that we're being observed because we typically think of body language as a conversation between people. But really, it's a conversation within us. You really do have to pay attention to your, you know, grandparents' advice to sit up straight. They were right. It makes you feel better.
Okay, well, starfish up. That's going to be our new motto. Harvard Business School professor Amy Cuddy's new book is Presence. We haven't even touched on presence. That's the idea of just being there. You quote an 18th century philosopher about this idea of, what is it, the stairs?
The spirit of the stairs.
The spirit of the stairs, that everybody's had that experience where you go to some important meeting and as you're walking down the stairs afterwards, you're like hitting your head like, oh my God, what happened? I couldn't even get my ideas out. Will this help that?
I believe so. Presence is about moments and when we can be present in those moments. And by present, I mean when we can connect with and access our best skills and knowledge and core values and who we really are.
And present is being comfortable in your own skin.
It really
is. There's no chatter in your head.
That, That's exactly what it is. You are there, you're engaging, you feel comfortable with who you are. And the most important thing is that you leave without that sense of regret. It's funny because people write to me about things like job interviews and auditions, and they're kind of talking about the concrete outcome. But honestly, the thing they really care about is just leaving knowing they did everything they could do. Mm-hmm. They can't do anything else, but they can at least have that sense that I did the best I could do. Yeah. And that's really what I want to help people with.
Again, Amy Cuddy's new book is Presence, Bringing Your Boldest Self to Your Biggest Challenges. Amy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And her book is out today. So much in it. Some high power postures don't work in some cultures, in Asia, for instance. Putting your feet up on the desk and your hands behind your head, not acceptable. But Jeremy, try it. Throw your arms up.
Well, see, this is the big challenge, is how to do this without looking like a total weirdo.
Yeah, well.
But if it works, hey.
Isn't it impossible to feel? How do you feel when you throw your arms up? You feel good.
Yeah, I'm so powerful.
To read an excerpt or check out Amy's TED Talk, go to hearandnow.org.